Yes, absolutely. The Temptations. Hey, welcome everyone. This is The Buzz, and you know what time it is. It's time for Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey guys, we do this each and every Thursday. We just cut up and just have a blast. And welcome to the set, my main man, Mad Mike. How are you, buddy?
Howdy, y'all. So happy to be here every Thursday. This is something I look forward to every week.
So do I. You know, I tell you, I don't turn on the news as much anymore, Mike. You know, I look forward to programs like this. You know, I'll get just a little bit to find out what's going on. But I used to get up early in the morning and turn on CNN, NBC, occasionally Fox was
your favorite, right?
Yeah, for about 3 seconds. But that's another story. We'll talk about that on the.
Hey, you gotta be fair and balanced.
Well, right? I am fair and balanced. I mean, if somebody just, step on your toe, that's another thing. But if somebody just hits you in the gut, that's a whole different thing. You know, I go by numbers, measurements and things, man. Anyway, that's a whole nother time. Let's get off of this.
That's a boomerang show.
That's a boomerang show. Ladies and gentlemen, hey, check us out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, and anywhere in the globe, and please share with a friend as well. And we have a lot of fun in a lot of our shows. We have music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, and a lot more. And later on, I'm going to give out my email address in case you have some songs you want to send me, on an MP3, and Mike will do the same, right? Just send it to Mike.
Or you can just comment on anything we do here, what you like, what you don't like, what you think would make the show better. We're always looking for constructive criticism, especially when it comes to William. So, don't be afraid to send him all kinds of hate mail.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? When Mike starts ranting like that, you know what I do?
Rant.
You know, I know how to shut him up. Mad Mike Wild Wheel Coast to Coast. Ghost Hound. Did we get that right?
Oh, you're going to like this.
All right.
This is reminiscent of Wild Bill.
Oh.
You're going to like it.
Oh, man.
Passing through. Never did meet my father. Never did have no son. So when my time is over, all my name is dead and gone. I'm on a last train to nowhere. And it's running right on time. I'm in no rush to get there. Right to the end of the night. I'm on a last train to nowhere. Just like I'm a dozen women in a dozen ways, but I can't recall their names. Tried at first to make it last, but all hearts are made to break. I took my licks at just a land bridge, and I worked the land for a spell. And all I got is what they gave, and a couple good stories to tell. I'm on a last train to nowhere, and it's running.
Yeah.
24-hour station. I knew where I was bound. It's a one-way track, no turning back.
Last Train to Nowhere, the Ghost Hounds. Mike, I want to stop it just for a second. It tells a story. Listen to the lyrics. Listen to the title, Last Train to Nowhere. You know, it just is amazing, and everyone has a song, story, right? And it's beautiful when they can put it to a song and to music. And that's what we do here on Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast. What I feel to say is that if you like the show, you're just tuning in, and or you want to share with a friend, just go to the website. It'll be open in about 24 hours. You know, our amazing, amazing technician and engineer and, Caven. I know you're going to say it, Mike. Okay. All right. Yeah.
What?
No, that's okay.
Are you sensitive tonight?
I'm sensitive every night. Okay. Is this something new to you, Mike? Okay. Anyway, I know how you interpreting that. I understand. Okay. All right. Leave me alone. Anyway, I was getting.
By the way, I'd like, because of that last song, Last Train to Nowhere.
Yeah.
I'd like to point out that I'm living that because I'm in California. We have a train that goes, that's not even built, that doesn't go to nowhere out here. High speed rail. I don't think they've laid down 10 tracks yet.
Oh my,
been
no.
Been in the making for eight years.
No, yeah. Yes, at least about, I would lean closer to eight. It's supposed to be this, fast train that, Southern California, going all the way to Northern California, and I believe beyond, where you could get there in jet speed. And Mike, please don't tell me you said they only have laid 10 tracks, maybe?
I don't think they've actually laid any tracks, because it's been delayed. It was supposed to cost X thousands of dollars.
Billions.
Then it went more million. Now it's going to be a billion. And it's like, they don't even know how they're going to get through the hills yet. Because there's mountains here in California, so you'd have to drill through the mountains, and it's just a bureaucratic nightmare of spending the taxpayers' money.
Well, go to city, country, state. You know what? This is something we need to take up on Sunday. Okay, federal, state. Hey, Mike. I'm here to have a good time, all right? Let's talk about this on can we do this on Sunday? I can't take it no more.
I'm just saying.
No, I understand.
I'm on the last train to nowhere right here in California.
Look here.
And I'm going around in circles real fast, not getting anywhere.
Hey, look here. You get no pushback here. Okay, I'm going to another song, Mike. Oh, my goodness. Mad Mike Wild Wheel Coast to Coast.
Push the buttons, Wild Wheel. This is another one. You're going to like this.
I already like it.
This is Three Guys and Three Gals.
Never heard of them before.
Can't see no one. Listen to the harmony.
Getting crazy.
Oh, wow. You know, generally I go to a Nick song. Hey, Mike, never heard of these guys before, Milk and Blues. I like that. It's, you know, I would love being in a cafe and these cats up there doing a jam session or whatever it is, or just entertaining. And, you know, around lunchtime or even dinner. That would be fun. That would be a lot of fun. I don't know.
We actually played one of their songs last week.
Hey, well, you know, this was different. This was had a different twist to it.
They got a cool sound to them. So you got a guy that plays lead guitar, got another guy that plays bass, another guy that plays drums, and then these three ladies harmonize so beautifully. Kind of reminds me of like old big band era when you had, who were the sisters that were so famous that were harmonizing?
You had the Pointer Sisters. That was one, which was
even earlier.
Oh, are you talking about Dinah Ross and the Supremes?
No, even earlier. I'm going back.
You go back there. Let us, you know, stop asking me questions. Answer your own question.
Well, you're the guy sitting in the big chair.
Yeah, and you asked me to push buttons and all this kind of stuff, but you want me to do research too. So what are you doing over there besides running your mouth?
I'm trying to get you to be engaged in the program. I am. Engaged. Take it out of neutral, damn it.
Oh, my God.
Put it into first gear.
You know, I'm operating three computers up here. I'm uploading your music. I'm uploading my music. Yeah. Yo, you don't hear the truth. You can't handle the truth. I understand that. Okay. Anyway, I got something for you. This is something we haven't done here before, Mike. This is something we haven't done here before. Because remember, I asked you a few weeks ago about this genre of music, salsa.
Oh, love it.
This is Mark Anthony. Folks, look, we do our best to play it all. I love it. I love it.
Nice.
I love it.
This will get you moving. Talk about cutting the rug.
Felio La Peña. Come on. Oh, man. Come on, let's turn this thing up.
Oh, yeah. Now, I play a lot of Latino parties and such.
Yeah.
Just parties. And they love this kind of music.
You're on it, Mike. You're on it, bro.
No, it's super popular.
I love it, man.
Check the chat,
my pleasure, my Hey, we're back. Mad Mike Wild Wheel Coast to Coast. Man, how much fun was that? Well, I had fun. I hope you guys did too. Hey, Mike,
I'm sorry, go ahead,
brother. You're about to say.
I was just thinking we could take a couple of nights on Coast to Coast here, and for like maybe just a 1-hour block, and segment out something specific, like you just did salsa. We could do the same thing with old rock, new rock, country, a big band, classical, and just not do 3 hours of it, because that would be a little much. But take like a 1 hour block out of our 3 hours and highlight.
Wow.
Highlight a certain genre of music that we profess to want to do here on Coast to Coast, where we like to highlight stuff and play all kinds of different music. But yeah, we could do like a 1 hour block here and there out of something that we a reggae.
I would love it.
1 hour block of reggae.
Let's do it.
We can do a 3 hour block of nothing but rap.
As long as it's clean. No. Hell no. See, no, you almost caught me. I'm glad I'm not in the court of law. Okay. No. I don't have no problem doing rap or hip hop as long as it's clean and it's not downgrading.
I'm with you, William.
On that. And you know how I feel about that, bro.
There's some good stuff out there, even in rap.
It is some great stuff out there. And we're going to do that. But Mike, I had so much fun those last two salsa songs we played. And you mentioned something. When I first, that last one, because I know you do a lot of DJing. See, you claim you retired, but you're really not. You just switched careers. That's all you did. Stop playing.
They keep sending me checks.
Yeah.
I'm good, sir, as long as they're sending me checks.
You know what? Hey, bro. I need some of those checks. Okay, I'm serious. And hey, look, I'm proud of you. But what I'm saying is you are not retired, because you're still out there doing some great things, and it's basically surrounding music. I don't know where you were listening last night or not, but I was talking about you. Oh yeah, I was talking about you.
And you know, I had some indigestion last night.
No. Actually, it was Tuesday night. Well, I was talking about you then too. And this is going okay. You might want to fasten your seatbelts. And this is exactly what I said about you. One of my greatest friends, a true friend, and I said he's a self-proclaimed redneck. He has a ranch.
I are a redneck. Here, look. It's right there. Right there. There's my credentials. I carry my credentials with me proudly.
I'm reclaiming my time. I'm reclaiming my time.
Oh,
okay.
God, he's like Congress, not Congress. What a cesspool. And redneck is not a bad thing. If you look at Roy Rogers and cowboys and what cowboys stood for, good versus evil, redneck is not a bad thing.
Hey, look, didn't I say, I prefaced that by saying, one of my great friends, Mad Mike, didn't I say that?
And I thank you for that. I just want to be very clear with people. Because sometimes people can put a negative spin on the redneck, I guess you can put a negative spin on it.
You can put a negative spin.
Redneck, in my mind, is good versus evil.
You can't put.
I wear the white. Where's my cowboy hat, damn it? Where's my white cowboy?
Oh,
in the other room.
Hey, dude, you got a hat that I need. That white one. Is that the one you spilled the wine on? The one that you spilled the wine on, okay, that's another story.
No, there was one in the picture in our promo picture, that one got destroyed that night by some very aggressive young lady. She didn't spill wine on it, but she tore it up from the floor up.
Folks, you know, I think we probably need to go to another song right now.
That's why I'm blushing. If you look at my picture, that's why I was blushing.
Hey, you didn't let me finish my story. I was talking about one of my greatest friends, one of the best people I ever met in my life. That's what I said about you. And you didn't hear that part.
About me?
Yeah.
Are you on your meds again? That's good. I'm glad you're taking your medication.
No, I'm not taking any medication.
No, that's very nice what you just said. I'm flattered.
No, it is the truth. Even though he and I, when we get into our debates, often, we're on the other side of the table. And most of the time, he's wrong, if not all.
Well, okay. I'm on top of the table and you're under.
Oh, well, we're flipping this. Oh, see, I good thing I stopped cussing. Be right back after this.
Win. This is the group I was trying to remember, the Andrew Sisters with their harmony. This is a prime example of these ladies harmonizing, like Mel from the Blues.
Lord, help him.
He was Turn it up. He had a boogie style no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the cops he comes when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot, a toot, blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, you can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump ahead to the bar. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Doo 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 da da doo da da doo doo. He blows it ahead to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. The company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays. When someone gives him a beat, he really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Da, 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 da. I have a question for you, William. William, are you off doing a sound check again? See, here's the problem. You know, I can't depend on him to be behind that mic when he needs to be. So disappointed. Everyone.
She was a Jezebel, this Brixton queen, living a life like a backstreet dream, telling my lies when the truth was clear. I think she knew what I wanted to hear, spinning them around like a wheel on fire, walking on tightrope and love's highway. Fatal attraction is where I'm at, there's no escaping me. I'm lying in the midnight hour, holding you just like a dream. Love is never what it seems. When you turn and you're holding me the way you do, girl, you make my dreams come true. You make my dreams come true. I just wanna
outside. With the full moon rising, I was scared. I think I was possessed.
I just wanna be close. Every time your body's next to mine, something deep inside of me wants to love you endlessly. When you touch, girl, you don't know how it makes me feel.
Question for you, Woods. Actually, two.
Yeah. Okay. I'll do my best to answer.
No. They're not trick questions. Relax. Okay. Calm down.
I'm calm.
Take your calm down pills. So, I want you to call. I'd like to hear your comment and your perspective on Milk and the Blues. Those three ladies that did their harmony. And I was trying so hard to remember the Andrews Sisters, and especially that one song you played. Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
Yes.
The harmony. Now keep in mind, Milk and the Blues is like from 2024 and the Andrews Sisters were from like the mid 40s. So we're talking around 80 years of spread.
Right.
And yet the look at the harmony those three ladies were able to produce. And then I do have a follow up question, but please go ahead and comment.
Yeah. Well, you know, I tell you, music has evolved over the last several, if you already go back, man, we can go back to the 20s, 30s, and 40s, and even the 50s and 60s, and how music has evolved. If you look at the harmonies have been there. The sound quality is the thing that has caught up at this point, because can you imagine going back to some of the older music, if they had the same technology that we have now, how much better that would sound, because a lot of it was, AM, but that's
well,
not.
You're talking digital media, which we have now versus analog, which they had then. But I'll tell you what, the Andrews Sisters and Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, the quality of that one that you played was pretty darn good.
It was, because it was remastered, and which is great for technology's sake. there are a few things that were missing back there. Early, now some of you guys, now some of you may not, remember when we went from 8-track tapes. That was the best we had. And so we adjusted to that, and because that was the best we had. But before that, before 8-track, you heard the scratch.
Real.
Right. And then you went to cassettes. And the sound quality was great, but the problem that they even admitted, even in the industry, they weren't able at that time to pull in the bottom, the bass, or the rhythm section to give us, you know, exactly what was...
The spread of the highs, middles, and lows. And that's something that I do as a sound engineer. I look at the highs, middles, and lows to balance all those things.
Yes, you 1,000,000% correct. And now, and then we, technology has evolved. You know, yes, I agree with you 1,000,000%. So music has evolved just like mankind has evolved. I think mankind or man itself is smarter in technology, science, medicine, and things of that kind, but stupid on coming together, relationships. Yeah.
Thank you. So now I have a follow-up question on the same thing. I'd like you to comment on the similarity between the salsa music that you played
and
Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy from Company B. Look at the similarity. What do you see?
Actually, I don't see much similarity. I'm going to tell you why. Because the Boogie Woogie, that had a certain beat. And the Maxi Priest, just like the salsa, that had a whole different rhythmic, in some cases, Caribbean or Jamaican type of beat. So what I hear, I don't see much similarity at all.
Well, here's where I'm going to go with this. When you listen to salsa and you get that rhythmic feeling in your body and the toe tapping and what you like to talk about, cutting a rug, that's where I'm going with this, because when you listen to that salsa, you just wanted to move. And when you listen to the Andrews Sisters and their version of a Boogie Boy or Boogie Woogie, you same thing. You got that feeling like you just toe tap and wanted to move and cut that rug. So I think that once again, you're looking at stuff that's, you know, 80 years of separation, but we still inside in our body, in our mind, in our spirit, we still have that uplifting feeling of, God, I got to move.
Right.
And that's where I'm going. That's why I went there with this question.
You know, I can appreciate that because in music and dancing, okay, there's different movements for different types of music. Boogie Woogie Boogie Boy that we played by the Andrews Sisters, that had a different type of movement. Okay?
But it was still sharp and is right now.
Yeah. And that's cool. But when you come to, like, salsa, that's a whole different vibe. Mike, I tell you what. I'm a dancer. And I love to dance. Okay?
And those high heels too.
You didn't say that. No, you didn't. No, you no, you didn't. Admittedly, back in this, no, you didn't say that. High heel. No, folks. You know, we're gonna strike that from the record immediately. But
too late.
No, it's not too late. I'm defending myself here, Your Honor. Lie. Complete lie. Okay. No high heels here. I would admit, back in the 70s, I did have a few pair of platform shoes. Did you wear platforms back?
I can neither confirm or deny. Bell bottoms, platform shoes.
Mike.
Corduroy green three-piece suits.
Oh, no.
With the brown leather buttons. I can neither confirm or deny that I wore any of that stuff.
Oh, my God. Do you know corduroy looked good back then?
It did. It looked extra special on me.
So, my answer to your question, my friend. No, I think that different music, it makes you move in different ways, which I'm glad you brought that up, because you and I, we've talked about this on, not only on this platform, we even talked about this on the Boomerang Radio Show. And guys, I invite you to come to the Boomerang Radio Show each and every Sunday. Sundays at 3 p.m. if you're on the West Coast, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And make sure you bring your fire retardant underwear.
Please do that, because it and does get fiery. It does
gets hot.
It does get hot. And you know, and then you and I, we talk after the show. And you and I are we take opposite positions on this broadcast, on that broadcast often. And then you and I, after the show, we talk about it. Man, that was a great show. You have great points. I have great points. And Dr. Demery, Dr. Sims, okay,
Judge Ann.
Oh, Danny.
Judge Ann and Danny.
Oh, yes. Love the panel. And that's what we try to do, Mike. It's not a one-sided, everybody's right show and everybody nodding. Yeah. We do not do that. I'm serious. Like Mike said, we have heated debates on this show, and I absolutely love it. Sometimes Mike will call me. He'll say, did I go overboard? I say, and then sometimes I call him, okay, did I go overboard? But no. And I often share with Mike, because I talk to Mike more than anybody. Okay, I'm going to say, he's my best friend. And so I tell him, and Mike, say, you know, and I don't even really have to tell him. He's going to speak his mind anyway. Hey, man, look, this is equal opportunity. Say what you have to say. Say what I have to say. But then let's go down to the facts. And, Mike, you have to admit, we fact check ourselves. If I'm wrong, which is rare, which is very rare. And Mike is, and Mike is wrong, which is often. Okay.
Sorry, I need a little drink here.
Yeah. Go ahead and drink. Drink up. Which is often. Hey, did we play Benny Goodman yet? I don't think we did.
No, we have, but I do have a comment about the boomerang before we move on.
Go on.
I will say something that I totally and completely respect and enjoy about all the panel, whoever's on the boomerang, is that we all do respect each other's opinions. And I'll tell you what, we do have one vein of the way that we all think that we all agree on. And that is, we all see the battle of good versus evil. Yes. Every single one on the panel would agree with everything I just said there. Now, on the intricacies of different topics, we might disagree.
Right.
And hold our own in a disagreement. But everyone on that panel has good in their heart, good in their soul, good in their mind. And that's why I love being part of that panel, because that's my foundation that was taught to me by Mom and Dad, Alan and Helen Ward. So,
yeah, absolutely, Mike.
Back to you.
You know, it's no question about that, because that's what we want. And you're right. All of us on that panel, we have one common goal. And that common goal is unity, fairness to everyone, and bring you the best information that we can. And like I said, we might come from different positions, but our objective is to get to that place. And we're doing our small part. And that's why I ask you guys, please join us. Please join us on Sundays. And if you're on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Hey, Mike, also, we have a brand new YouTube channel. that the a boomerang. Now, only our talk shows, because of copyright issues or whatever it is, I am dedicating this particular channel to our talk shows, like the Boomerang Radio Show, Eden as an Act of Worship Ministries Radio Show, you know, and any Groove Talk Radio. We'll get in. It's Groove Swing Speaks. We'll get into that later too, because we talk about topical issues that's affecting our communities, our society, and we're trying to make a difference here. And Mike, I hope and I pray that we are accomplishing just that. And I think that
if we're not making a difference, at least we hope that we're causing you to think as an individual, and don't be a puppet. Don't go by any of the media. I mean, none of it. I don't care if it's Fox or MSNBC, CNN, NPR. I don't care where you get your news from. At least keep your mind open to other points of view. And then as a rational human being, make up your mind.
Make up your own mind based on facts. Based on facts. And you can't say, okay, I checked this source out. It's a fact. No, you can't go by with just one source. You cannot do that.
It'll trip you up. It's tripped me up.
Look,
it's tripped me up. And I think I'm pretty good. Like I said, a past investigator for a sheriff's department. I think I'm pretty good at facts and such. But I get tripped up too. So be very careful, especially with the internet. The internet is like the devil's playground.
It sure is, man. Look, I'm going to Benny Goodman right now.
Well, we need a good man right now. We need a good man.
Good point.
Thank you.
noogies.
This is my funny
hey
one.
Hey, honey, have you gained some weight in your rear end? The dress you wear reminds me of my old girlfriend. And where'd you get those shoes? I think they're pretty lame. Would you stop talking? 'Cause I'm trying to watch the game. If you're a man who wants to live a long and happy life, these are the things you don't say to your wife. I planned a hunting trip next week on your birthday. I didn't ask you, but I knew it'd be okay. Go make some dinner while I watch this fishing show. I typed it over our old wedding video. If you're a man who wants to live a long and happy life, these are the things you don't say to your wife.
I always gotta throw a funny one in there for
me. Your cooking is okay, but not like mother makes. The diamond in the ring I bought you is a fake. Your eyes look puffy, dear. Are you feeling ill? Happy anniversary, I bought you a treadmill. If you're a man who wants to live a long and happy life, these are the things you don't say to your wife. If you're a man who doesn't want to get killed with a knife, these are the things you don't say to your wife.
Wow.
that answers.
Who's the first to record this song time after time?
I'll get you in the end.